You are now listening to the TTP, Tatani Talks Parsha, this year where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. Of course, here in the middle almost of Sefer Shemos, looking at Parshas Mishpatim, Mishpatim all being talking about many laws, many commandments, many rules, rules of life. You follow the Torah, you follow the rules that Hashem puts out, you can have a good life, a wonderful life, hopefully a life that is rewarded by Hashem, giving us only good things. The question becomes, are rules necessary? Are these kind of things necessary? And I would like to argue that absolutely it's necessary. Pirkei Avos tells us, if not for government, if not for the Memshalah, a person would eat his friend alive. There would be mayhem. There would be chaos. There would be lack of structure. There would be disorder. There would be rioting and fighting, and there would be upheavals all over the place. It's very important to have a regimented life, a life full of rules, and a life full of order in your life. As an OT, as a pediatric occupational therapist, by trade is my job. For the city of New York, working in public schools now for almost 8 years, 7.5 years. We talk about this often with kids and with teachers. It's very important for kids to have a regimen, to kids to follow a routine, to follow a schedule, to make habits out of their life, not to be inflexible in life, not to go and be totally stuck up in your life, which I've been accused of many times by many people. I happen to think I myself am very flexible, very spontaneous. The other day we were driving my wife to a bat mitzvah, and the kids came for the ride, and even though we were on the way to the bat mitzvah, my wife was like, why don't we stop and get some ice cream? Very spontaneous. We weren't supposed to do that, and you know, the old me, maybe when I was a teenager or whatnot, wouldn't have done so, but I think I've adapted and changed and worked on myself for the better. So that was a spontaneous thing, but in general, it's good to have order, routine, structure in life. If kids are loosey-goosey and they don't go to sleep, that's going to wreak havoc on their school behavior the next day and their behavior in general. A lot of people like to say how my daughter or my son was very hard growing up, never had a bedtime, never went to sleep. We couldn't enforce it. We couldn't structure it, and we couldn't get it done, and they went to sleep whenever they went to sleep, and that was that. That might work for you. That might work for other people, but I'm very strict on bedtime, and I believe it's rightfully so. You know, we could break that sometimes, many times. A couple of weeks we broke it. My wife thought, let's get some pizza, let's watch a movie with the kids, especially once we redecorated the house. And we got this makeshift electric fireplace. We had one, and then we got a much better one that replaced it with a remote. I love the remote. So it's basically like fake logs on top of our buffet sideboard table, and it has these lights that are going up and down. Very, very cute. Love it. And then we set up the laptop in front of it. We had the pizza. So yes, on that night, we broke the idea that they're not in bed by 6:30, 7-ish, especially because my wife has class once a week, and I have the radio show once a week, and I have students at nighttime. I work for remote students at nighttime also. So we need to have that also, besides for the fundamental aspect, the most important aspect, that kids need their sleep. They need to sleep to grow. They grow most at night when they are sleeping. And they really need the 10 hours of sleep is really fundamental. I really try to get them in by 6:37, and if they wake up at 5 or 6, what are you going to do? Let them play quietly in their bed or on their beautiful new rug that we got from Ruggable. We got our four-year rug runner and the big rug by the couch, the new couch from them, and the little girly room rug and the boy room rug, all beautiful, beautiful rugs that came from ruggable.com. They're awesome. ruggable.com. They have this beautiful thing where they have the pad. We did the cushion pad for most of them except for the foyer one, the runner one, which can't have it to open the door. And they have all these beautiful styles, and everything is good and safe and nice for kids, and good materials and whatnot. But when it comes to, you know, in our life, we need the idea to be structured, and we need to be routine. And Mishpatim teaches us that the rules of life are there for a reason. If we don't have the rules, we don't have the structure, we don't have the laws, the whole society would crumble. If you leave morality up to man, there would be nothing stopping them from marrying their horse or marrying their donkey or going to really extreme, crazy examples. There has to be a fundamental basis. There has to be a set structure and routine in place that we can have, that we know how to abide by the laws, that we know how to go by the rules and to ensure that we have order in our life, to ensure that we have possibilities in our life. And many of the laws are made so that we could be empathetic to our individuals, the stranger coming into our midst, whether it be a stranger into the fold of Judaism, he wasn't a Jew before, or a stranger coming into our community, they're moving in, they're brand new, they don't know anyone. We have to take them in, make sure they have meals, they're situated properly. There are many welcome committees in many different communities. My wife and I are actually on a welcome committee for one of the shuls, for one of the synagogues, and we bring a little packet, a little gesture to welcome them to town. There's a little handwritten note that shows them the local eateries and shows them the local shuls and whatnot and tells them about the community a little bit. And it has like a little gift for them, usually a little candy or a cake or something. It's just a little gesture, a little something. Because the Torah teaches us that we have to extend ourselves to the strangers and to the orphans. We have to make sure to take care of the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. We have to take care of our friends like ourselves. And it's interesting how the mitzvah tells us, Hashem tells us in the Torah, that if you have two options, two people to help, you have a friend or a stranger or a friend or an enemy, even though we're not supposed to have enemies, as my dad taught me, there should only be someone you like a little less than someone else. Ideally, you like everyone. You love all of Hashem's creatures, but there are going to be people you don't get along with. There are going to be people you don't like, so just like him a little less than someone else. Don't call them an enemy. Don't call them someone you hate, that you're diametrically opposed to, and that you find is diabolical in their nature. When it comes to aggressive people, people that are narcissistic and bullying and putting you down, those are people to avoid and take out and to remove from your midst, remove from your life, and to put boundaries up in your life. And that's why I had to get out of my previous setting, and Baruch Hashem, I'm in new schools, hopefully with much better interactions and much better accommodations and much better faculty and staff around me. But in our life, Mishpatim teaches us there need to be rules, there need to be order, and there need to be a routine, and it has to be that we have these things set up. The rules of life teach us how to go about it. Hashem teaches us in the Torah that there must be rules of life. You have to make sure that your Torah is Iker and everything else is Tefillah. Your Torah is the main and everything else is secondary to that. Unfortunately, we have it backwards. How often is it that the job's the main? And maybe I'll sneak in a few minutes of Torah. The first thing you should do when you get up is to think about, can I learn? Can I study? If I drive to work or I take the train to work, how do I set up my day? How do I ensure that I have some learning in the day? On the train, it's very simple. I have a 40-minute drive anyway. Used to be, now it's really 25-minute on the train. The ride itself, if I'm driving to the school, is 15, 20 minutes. But if you're not in the car with someone, a spouse or a friend, then maybe you could turn on a podcast. Of course, we have many podcasts in many different forms as well, not just Tani Talks, Parsha Baruch Hashem, especially featured on NSN, Nachum Siegel Network, but there's Tani Talks Radio, Monday nights, 8:30. You can listen to us on the Shiur Enjoyment Radio app. You can listen to us on J-Root. You can listen to us on Naki Radio or the Naki Go channel. For Naki, it's the Shiur Enjoyment Radio channel. That's Mondays at 8:30, and afterwards, of course, it's a podcast. There's Tani Talks Staff, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, Tani Talks Parsha, this show, Tani Talks Radio, and Tani Talks OT. We have five different ways to get inspired. You could listen to so many other shiurim, so many lectures. You could read articles. You could read emails, daily Torah emails. You could do Shtayim Mikra. You could do Daf Yomi. The rules of life teach us. In Mishpatim, we see these laws, especially after getting the Seres Hadibros. People think, why so dry? Why so technical? Because the technical aspects, the orderly aspects, the rule aspect of life, the habits we form are the most important, are the most crucial. That's how we could go about our days. That's how we could have a set order to life, a set system to life, a set system to how we go about our days, and how we ensure to have the proper way of going about our days. From an OT perspective, order routine habits are so important. It takes 28 days to form a habit, but it takes 90 days, three times as long, science has proven with research, to break a bad habit. So make sure to have the good habits, good to have the good rules and routines, structure to your day. Make sure you do mitzvahs every day, that you could at least label one, two, or three every day, that you have chesed every day you do, you could at least label one, two, or three. There's hakar stov, you could think about gratitude, what Hashem did for you that day. Think about any hashkacha you saw in your day. Write these things down. But make sure to have rules and structured routine in your day, not to be an inflexible person, but to make sure that your day is set up. A busy person is someone that doesn't have time for sinning, or at least has much less opportunity. You want to get something done, you give it to a busy person. That's a phrase I love to live by. I try to be very, very busy, Baruch Hashem, with my wife and four children, and Baruch Hashem with all my side projects and my jobs and all the different aspects. We want to make sure we have that routine in life. We have the rules of life guiding us to live a Torah life, a mitzvah life, a chesed life, a life full of wonderful things speedily that could lead to only good things for all of us speedily in our days. This has been the TTP, Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.